BBC News with Jerry Smith. Pro-Russia separatists in the eastern Ukrainian city of Slovyansk have released one of the 8 members of an international observer mission they've been holding since Friday. 5 Ukrainian observers are also being held. Bethany Bell reports.
The Swedish military observer, who's believed to be diabetic, was seen driving away in an OSCE car, but the rest of the team remains in detention. Intensive diplomacy continues to secure their release. Earlier, the military monitors were shown to the media in Slovyansk. One of them, a German colonel, Axel Schneider, said his team was on a diplomatic mission and was unarmed. The OSCE has a large observer team in Ukraine, which was agreed to by Russia. But these monitors are not part of that. They're from individual OSCE countries invited to Ukraine by the government in Kiev.
French and African peacekeepers have escorted a convoy of more than 1,200 Muslims out of the Central African Republic's capital, Bangui. The group, some of the last remaining Muslims in the city, left with their belongings in 18 lorries. They've been trapped for months by Christian militias as communal violence raged. This Muslim man said they had no option but to leave.
With what the anti-Balaka are doing, they've killed a lot of Muslims. We can't stay in Central African Republic. We'll leave to save ourselves, to save our skin. We'll go to Sido, Bongoro, Cabo.
As soon as they left, their neighbourhood was ransacked. The 2 remaining candidates in the presidential election in Afghanistan both insist they will contest a second round. Preliminary results released on Saturday gave the former foreign minister, Abdullah Abdullah, the most votes, but not enough to win outright. From Kabul, David Loyne.
Both Abdullah Abdullah and his closest rival, the ex-World Bank economist Ashraf Ghani, held events that felt like campaign launches for the next round. Dr. Abdullah is well ahead, winning almost 45% of the votes cast. There's been considerable speculation here that they'll make a deal instead of fighting again. I put the question to Dr. Ghani. Are there any circumstances that you would negotiate with Dr. Abdullah to avoid a second round?
No. It is imperative that the next president of Afghanistan have a clear mandate.
Dr. Abdullah is less emphatic. He's watching and waiting to see how fraud complaints change the count and contemptuous of the clear stand taken by his opponent.
The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has described the Holocaust as the most heinous crime to have occurred against humanity in modern history. Mr. Abbas's rare acknowledgement of the killing of 6 million Jews during the Second World War comes shortly before Israel begins marking Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Palestinian president also reiterated that he was prepared to extend peace talks, which Israel suspended last week. World News from the BBC. Serbia's parliament has approved a new centre-right coalition government with Aleksandar Vučić as prime minister. On taking office, he said his priorities would be to achieve Serbian membership of the European Union, to reform the economy and fight corruption. His reform plans involve cutting the size and cost of the public sector, privatising state-run companies and controlling the budget deficit to secure international loans. Police in South Africa have used water cannon and stun grenades to disperse rock-throwing protesters after an election rally in a shantytown near Johannesburg turned violent. The sports minister was whisked away under police protection. He and his supporters from the governing African National Congress have been campaigning for the May general election when they were confronted by the protesters. Local media said the minister had been targeted by striking platinum miners. A South Sudanese leader released from jail earlier this week after charges of treason against him were dropped has told the BBC he feels no bitterness about his months in captivity. Civil war broke out after Pagan Amum and other leaders were arrested over an alleged coup plot against President Salva Kiir. Pagan Amum expressed concern about the conflict.
I am saddened by the senseless killings of our people in this senseless war that has no meaning. Issues of governance cannot be settled through the barrel of gun, but rather through building institutions and building a democratic state.
In an unprecedented ceremony at the Vatican, Pope Francis has declared 2 former popes, John XXIII and John Paul II, as saints. His predecessor Benedict attended the canonization. Pope Francis described the 2 canonized popes as men of courage who lived through the tragic events of the 20th century. BBC News.